So we're getting closer to the Carbon Matters. It's no longer business as usual conference. Tuesday the 11th of October between 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock at the Eden Project. Now, Paul Holmes is the guy behind putting this all together. So Paul, tell me about the lead speaker, Mike Berners-Lee. Some people might think that name sounds a little familiar.
I think Mike would be embarrassed to tell you that his brother is Tim, and Tim Berners-Lee, of course, is famous for inventing that internet thing.
OK, so what does Mike bring to the table at Carbon Matters?
Mike Berners-Lee is the author of a book, How Bad Are Bananas? The Carbon Footprint of Nearly Everything, where he introduces to the concept of carbon as a metric that we find in all sorts of things. It's quite a complicated field, but Mike's book has really, really simplified it. And whether you're measuring the carbon footprint of a whole organisation or just one product, there is a methodology. And although it sounds a bit scientific at the moment, it's no more scientific than me using a spreadsheet or a word processor. It's a tool that will enable me to do my job better. So I've asked Mike to come along to demystify this science of carbon footprinting.
OK, so who else is on the roster of people that people can learn from about, you know, this language of carbon that's coming into play?
The way I've designed this conference is I've squeezed a whole day conference into half a day to make it really meaningful and beneficial. I've been to too many events where, you know, after lunch the attrition rate is awful, or sometimes the speakers go on and on and you're getting a bit bored. So I've challenged all my speakers to do a 40-minute presentation in 20 minutes to make it really fast moving. Another chap that I've invited down is a chap called Sean McCarthy. Sean is very well respected at very senior levels. He's the chair of the Commission for the Sustainable London 2012 Olympics, a director of Action Nation Sustainability. He's an environmental advisor to Boris Johnson for the Transport of London, and a senior advisor of the Institute of Sustainability. A great roll call of positions, but he is very influential in developing policy. And it's fair to say that all the little instruments in government now are being tweaked to change the government into a low carbon economy. So policies, legislation, investment. I'm not suggesting that overnight this is going to happen, but when we look back in 10 years' time, we'll see there's been quite a journey.
So you've had two of the top people there at the Carbon Matters Conference. There's many more to hear from. And Paul Holmes, just tell me, why should people turn up for this?
It's important that businesses realise that carbon is going to be a metric by which they will be, their performance will be measured. So it's no good just being good on quality and price. If you're looking to sell to the public sector or any of the major multiples or in the supply chain of any of the retailers, then you're going to have to be carbon literate. Then just like, you know, 25 years ago when computers started to come into offices and people had to be trained up on how to use them, we will become as familiar with carbon terminology and metrics as we are with computers. I'm confident of that.